Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, think you know tea? Well, then you haven't tried Tiesta tea. Tiesta tea is my favorite tea. Whether hot or cold, you're going to find a flavor profile that fits your needs. Tiesta tea is on a mission to create loose leaf tea beverages with premium ingredients. Tiesta tea segments their teas down to 5 functional categories based on each tea's natural health benefits. This way, you can choose your tea based on what you need it to do for you. Then pick a flavor profile that fits your taste. Whether hot or cold, this gives you a natural way to energize, slenderize, boost antioxidants, boost immunity, and relax. Get 15% off your next online order with the code JBTV15. That's JBTV15 for 15% off your next online order. Once you go loose, you never go bagged. Tiesta Tea, a bold tea for a bold you.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, the respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bryant here at the JBTV podcasting studio. And back in the year 1994, I had the unique opportunity to have this brand new band come by our JBTV studios. The band is Garbage, and they're an American rock band, and they were formed in 1993, so this is at the very, very beginning, back in Madison, Wisconsin. And the band's lineup consisted of a Scottish singer, Shirley Manson, and American musicians Duke Erickson, who wasn't in the interview, but Steve Marker and Butch Vig were here, and they've remained totally unchanged since they started in 1993. And this is a great interview. I only have bits and pieces of it because I had to cut it up for time and stuff because, you know, it was a TV show, so we had other stuff in there. But it's a short interview. I think you'll enjoy it. Here they are, Garbage, the classic series on JBTV, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Steve from Garbage.
Hi, I'm Butch from Garbage.
And I'm Shirley.
Just in case.
Checking in for pops and sibilants. Pops and sibilants. Check 1, 2.
So welcome to this edition of JBTV, your modern rock and roll television show. We rock you every week with the best modern rock. And one of our favorite bands of all time, Garbage, is in the studio.
Hey there. What am I supposed to say now?
Anything you want.
No swear words, though.
You can do anything, you know.
All right.
That makes it more interesting. You know, it's like Jerry Springer. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, like... Everybody's like, beep, beep, beep.
Are you going to bleep us out, though, if we start, you know, the four-letter words start flying?
No, I don't like bleeping. You know, I think that's, you know, same thing with music, you know, when you have a couple swear words in there.
See, well, you're off to a bad start with me because I swear all the time like a trooper, like really, really badly. I've got to the point where I'm now weaning myself off swearing, and all our crew charge me 25 cents whenever I swear, and the 25 cents goes into the bottom of my wardrobe case, and we're collecting for charity. And the money is mounting, let me tell you. So I am not going to swear on this program. Uh-huh. I am going to be very well spoken. All Americans seem to have like perfect teeth, and it's all, they're all evenly matched, and they're all bright white. It's really weird. Then you go back to Scotland, and everyone's got, you know, bone-looking teeth.
That's because the dentists all make a really good living here in the States.
Oh, yeah. These dentists make a fortune. I mean, just for a little cleaning, you're talking thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was shocked. My first experience in American dentist was I arrived, and the dentist had seen me on TV, and he said, to one of the band. He said, bring her in because I want to talk to her. So I went with Duke to his to meet his dentist, and the dentist said to me, you know, I could make your teeth different and look really, really good. And I was like momentarily like, really? And I was like, well, like, what's wrong with my teeth? And like, I'd never not been screwed up, fucked up about my teeth before. But then he said, well, you know, you've got a peg tooth here. They're a little uneven here. I could do this, do that. And how do you see your smile? And then I got really freaked out and ran away. And then for like 2 weeks later, every single day, I was up at the mirror looking at my teeth, getting really freaked out about them. Don't homogenize your teeth. Hold on to your characters.
Well, that's what makes people, you know, who they are. Sometimes, you know, some voices have certain sounds, and if you change your teeth around, it could change that.
Well, that's what my husband said. He said, if you come back with American teeth, I'm divorcing you.
Yeah, because you change the accent and everything.
It would change the way your lips lie and everything. So
you'd probably get one of those Valley Girl accents.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to have to stick with a peg tooth.
Well, no one noticed it till you mentioned it, so, you know.
You owe 25 cents in the kitty.
What you
I didn't swear.
Yes, she did. It's she on did. Video.
It was just a little fart.
It just flew right through really quickly, though.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
Shit. Oops.
There won't be any fucking swearing on this fucking show, let me tell you.
Fuck yeah. I mean, for those of you who don't eat sushi, because I know it's kind of a frou-frou thing to do, but there's this thing called unagi, which is eel, freshwater eel, and it sounds disgusting. It is super,
it does.
Super amazing, like unbelievable. And one night we were drunk in I think Osaka, just in this
Nagoya
in Japan, and we went out into the street. We're going, we're fucking starving, and we found this wee hole in the wall, and there was this wee guy behind it cooking on a grill. And we couldn't speak any Japanese and he couldn't speak any English, but he gave us, I knew that it was unagi, and it was out of this world. Uh-huh. Like, unbelievable eel.
You hope it was unagi.
I know it was unagi, Steve.
Okay. Well, you know, they make food that is, like, poisonous. You know, there's some, they have, like, fish
the
that...
The bullfish.
Blowfish. Well, you know.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but poison I mean, food. If they don't make it right, you know how you can go to some restaurants... And they can screw something up and they go, yeah, I'll have the blowfish special, you know.
We shan't be eating any blowfish in the near future.
Yeah, but that name, how did they ever come up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But people have died from eating it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what would possess anyone to want to do that. Hey, G, what are you going to have tonight, Steve? Ooh, let's see if I can get something that might kill me.
Let's see if I live through this one. And plus, we like to prepare it ourselves just to take that extra risk.
Yeah.
We get the cut rate. No, day old blowfish. It's cheaper.
I'm obsessed by food right now. What does that mean?
Well, that means that
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. My tummy hurts. The queerest of the queer. This is super cool. I get to make out with Kelly Slater. Do you know who Kelly Slater is? He's like the world champion surfer, like number one
really?
For like 6 years or whatever.
So he must have a pot belly, out of shape.
It's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I got to make out with him, and Pamela Anderson came to our video shoot, and she turned up, and everybody was like, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I got to make out with Pamela, and that girl has curves,
yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we've seen the video.
Because that's, again, we worked with this director from London who's sort of really young girl. She's not really done very much. And she did this amazing video for us. And it looks like, well, I feel like I'm like kind of like a Lara Croft character if you're into PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And so it's
from
kind of.
From Garbana you were from, yes.
Indeed, that's right.
Garbinia.
Oh, it's Garbinia.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's right next to Garbana.
Wherever the hell that is.
Well, it's a suburb, I heard. I heard it's tax-free. Everything's legal.
That's right.
You can make all the money you want.
You can swear all you want and you don't get taxed for it. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
And that's the fucking truth.
Yeah, awards are definitely a weird phenomenon because obviously, I mean, we've been lucky enough. We've been nominated for quite a few awards and we realise that it's nonsense, you know. I mean, how, like you say, how can you... grade art. I mean, it's not possible, and there's so many great records get ignored all the time. But we've been lucky enough that we've had some attention, and in some ways you feel guilty about it, and then in other times you think, ugh, it doesn't mean it's nonsense anyway. And then there's other times when you feel, well, we got lucky, you know, there's a spotlight being put on us, and it's something we've worked really hard for, and, you know, it opens you up to a whole new audience, and in that respect it's great, you know, and to say otherwise is kind of lying. But yeah, they're kind of nonsense. We get beaten every time, but I tell you, every time that I get beaten, it pisses me off. Because even though I know it doesn't mean anything at the end of the day, I still want to win. Like, there's some animalistic urge in me that just makes me want to cross that line first.
Well, when I have the first annual JBTV Awards, everybody that shows up will have an award.
All right,
that's
good.
Fair enough. All see, right. That's fair.
You see? And now for our first person to show up award.
It's a good idea.
We're done with that.
Everybody's a winner.
Yeah, everybody's a winner. Well, some of these things are like that. You know, they like know ahead of time. I mean, you know, like you're going to a show and you're going, okay, well, you're going to sing live, but then we're going to give you an award.
That's right.
You know, and you go.
It was very strange, the Grammys, that almost everybody who played won immediately after that. I mean, right, you know, they say it's not fixed, and it probably isn't, but still. Coincidence? Maybe.
Maybe not. Well, no, not all singers have loud voices. You'd be surprised. Even they have big voices, but they don't necessarily have loud voices.
Uh-huh.
I have an unbelievably loud voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, why is that? You must have been screaming at people early in your life.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Saying the F word.
Maybe so.
Oh,
you have to place it at a certain height in your range. So it's a certain note. And I can hit anybody's ears if I want to.
It's kind of scary sometimes.
Well, that's good. You're going to watch out, though, because it could be lawsuits, you know, people's glasses getting broken in the shows.
No. I don't break glass. I don't go that high.
Oh.
I just want the ears. I'm not interested in the glass.
Well, come on, you can get the Memorex job.
True. One of my favorite movies of all time, The Tin Drum. And the little boy,
oh, yeah,
Oscar,
great.
Like screams really high and smashes everything to pieces all the time.
So many good movies, too, you know.
So many great movies.
So you've been going to movies on the road and you know.
Yeah, you know, we watched Hands on a Hard Body.
You've got to see this.
I will.
It's a documentary. It's amazing.
Thumbs up from Garbage.
Tell them what it's about.
Okay, it's these freaks in Texas who this car dealer gives away a Nissan pickup truck. And all the people come from, and you have to hold your hand on it the longest out of anybody, and then you win the truck.
Oh, wow.
So like it's like
no brakes, nothing.
How, 4 or 5 days? No. Well, you get to pee, I think.
You get to pee like 5 minutes an hour, and that's it. But you can't sleep.
So
you can't
film
leave.
This competition of all these people who are desperate to win this truck, and the film deals with, I think it's 14 people who have got to the finals of the Nissan truck winning situation.
The Nissan truck finals.
I'm not joking. You have to see this. It sounds really boring. It's unbelievably
funny. It becomes human drama.
Uh-huh.
Everybody involved has their issues, you know, and they all sort of start to disintegrate during the course of the movie, and it's amazing to watch.
Unfortunately, they don't all have their teeth.
Well, after they win the truck, they'll have money to fix their teeth. Of course, after the insurance payments and after the, you know, all the laws and rules and regulations out there.
Yeah. I swear, you have to find this movie. It's something else. Oh, I know what video I want to see. Liar by Henry Rollins.
Oh, Henry's great.
That video's great, too, though. Every time I see it, it makes me belly laugh.
Well, you know, because he's in the police outfit.
Well, it's just a great video. I think it's Anton Corbin that shot it. And we've been listening to his spoken word CDs of late, and he is so, so funny. I can't believe it.
Like the Ozzy story, remember that one?
He's just great. He's really smart, but genuinely really funny.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of professional comedians to shame. Henry has an alternative career out there.
Well, he did. Didn't he win something for that?
Did he? I don't know.
That's why he's probably not doing it anymore, no?
Probably.
I remember when Dennis Miller had his TV show, Henry was a guest on there quite a bit.
Well, you know, Dennis has got a show on HBO now. that is just great. You know, he had like all these stars saying fuck. So when you guys get on there, you can swear.
Dennis, I can say fuck. I can say fuck really, really good. I think that's it really pisses me off. Everybody sort of dissing the Pumpkins at the moment. I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying that too many people are sort of getting on their case because Ava Adore didn't sell as well. And I don't think bands ever, you know, you get to a stage where you don't think about selling records. It's not about selling records. It's making music for yourself. And Billy went through an incredibly tough time, I think, with losing Jimmy Chamberlain. That was really traumatic during the tour when Jonathan Melvoin died, and his mother died when they were on tour. And I think he processed that all in Ava Adore. And it was made to heal himself, I think. I mean, I know Billy will sit and laugh at this or laugh at me for saying that, but I think, you know, he made that record for himself. And ultimately, that's what you have to do. And I don't think Billy Corgan sits and really, despite his protestations, you know, to the press, etc., etc., I think deep down, I'm sure he was glad that he made that record. And, you know, he'll come back with another record and it'll blow everybody's socks off and he'll have the last laugh, so...
Well, if you don't make anything for yourself, like the show here, I make it mainly for, you know, me, because I want to see...
the only way you can do it.
You got to be true to what you do, because... Absolutely. And a lot of times, bands are so far advanced, you know, like when you had Queer and all that out, it's like, you know, everybody said, what is that, you know? And now it's like, you know, it's...
Everybody's trying to do it.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, people are afraid to take those initial chances on things, you know. Like, you know, the Ava video, they have parts of the video, like, blurred out. And, of course, we have the uncensored version, you know, we play here. But there's nothing in there that's bad, you know. I mean, I thought you'd see some real oral sex going on or something. Nothing. So, you know, just show it.
I'll see.
We had some of the scenes in Push It, we got blurred out, which we thought were ridiculous. And
really?
Also in Queer, there's been some things in our videos that
well, the duct tape,
yeah.
You can't show duct tape on MTV, I guess.
Well, no, you know what? I think too, a lot of it's to do with the actual like situation in which things are done, i.e. if somebody like Britney Spears put duct tape on a camera, I don't think anybody would give a toss. But when it's me, I think putting duct tape on a camera, there's a whole different angle going on, and they think, oh, she's got red hair, she's loud mouth, she's mean, therefore what she's doing is evil. So we're not going to show it on telly. But if Britney does it, it's fun and it's nice and it's jolly.
Well, it's because they associate you with your brother, Marilyn.
No, I think they associate it with me having red hair, which is not too far off the truth. I mean, redheads have got to be watched in general, but...
Well, look at the biggest redhead from America, Lucy.
I'm not from America, so I don't know.
You never saw the Lucy show? Lucy! That one? From the 50s?
I don't go that far back either.
Oh, God, am I dating myself now? So how many times have you guys been in Chicago now? It's got to be like your sixth or seventh or even more, maybe, huh?
Well, tons and tons of times.
Probably, yeah, about six times, I think. We like it here, though. I mean, it's a great city. The restaurants are great. We had an amazing meal last night. I mean, the weather's kind of sucky today, but, you know, from
the
Midwest.
When it's nice here, it's like San Francisco. It's beautiful. Yeah. And,
I think Chicago's one of the finest cities in America. I really do. I would consider moving here.
Yeah?
Yep.
So what would you get, like a suburban house or a high-rise apartment?
I have no idea. I haven't stopped. Something that looks out over the water, maybe.
Yeah?
But, yeah, pretty incredible city.
Then put a little studio inside?
All
huh?
over. From Kalamazoo to God knows where.
To Osaka.
And Chicago is a fine city.
Have you been to Alaska yet?
No, we haven't.
Well, then you haven't been everywhere.
I didn't say we'd been everywhere. Did I?
Well, Alaska, you know, that'd be...
Yeah, I'd love to go to Alaska.
Especially when I hear the weather's nice. Like Tom Skilling, the guy that does the weather on Channel 9 here in town, he always leaves town when we have bad weather. So when he's out of town, you know... The weather's going to be bad. But he goes always up there to Alaska, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, to Alaska's hottest hits, no?
I think it'd be all right going up there in August. I'm not sure about January. It might be a bit nasty.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been there, so, you know. To me, the cold is like, you know. But Madison, it gets really cold there, you know.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, when the rehearsals we had before we went on tour in 96, Shirley came in from Scotland, and it was... 20 below zero for about 10 days. In fact, it didn't get above zero. And we were the rehearsal studio we were in didn't have any toilets, and the heat was on all the time, but there was big blowers that never got any warmer than about 45 degrees. And it's really hard to rehearse when all of your limbs are frozen. And
did that affect any of your instruments or anything? Or, you know?
Well, we would have to go outside and use the snowdrifts, you know, to go to the bathroom. And you'd go outside and take a pee, and it would freeze. And a couple times we walked out, and people are, like, falling down on the sidewalk because of all the ice.
All the pish that had frozen.
It was really lo-fi, needless to say.
Almost couldn't do the next show because of the frozen pee mm-hmm. he slipped on.
So do you have your names, like, written in the snow?
No, but I was responsible for Daniel's fall because it was a big pool of my piss frozen piss that he slipped on.
The Frozen Piss Tour, 99.
But it's, you know, you get used to it being from the Midwest. You get used to that kind of weather. So. No, just bad weather.
At 20 below zero, you can stand there and it freezes as it comes out.
You're supposed to... Drinking pee is supposed to be really good for your complexion.
I haven't gone there yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like continuously?
No, apparently drinking pee is good for the skin.
Oh, I thought you meant drinking and peeing at the same time.
Oh, I can do that.
You know, well, I was saying that's good for your complexion. I never heard that one before.
Yeah. You know, Shirley, we did a cover for Spin where they airbrushed her pee out. She actually peed for the front cover or for the one of the shots in their Artist of the Year piece they had. And again, with Stefan Sednui, who we've worked with him.
And they airbrushed out all the pee, the stream of pee, except they forgot at the very, very bottom where the pee hits a puddle. They forgot to airbrush the last drop that's going into the puddle.
Mm-hmm.
And it remains there to this day.
Wow. Don't let Hustler get a hold of these shots.
I wouldn't care.
That'll be... Could you see
nothing
the publicity?
Wrong with peeing. We all pee.
Yeah.
You pee.
We all pee.
Is this going really downhill quickly? Yes. Yes, it is. I only smile in the dark.
The JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast. JBTV. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.